I tune the radio to Lighthouse FM as I get close to the bay. It's been a few months since I've been to Byron, but the radio station sounds the same. A girl with a high-pitched voice is speaking. The problem is, only 10% of our essence manifests in this earthly plane, so we're, like, handicapped. Luna. I smile. Luna Makamura and I became friends when I got tangled up with her whale activism a while back. The last time I saw her, she was going off on a boat with Sea Shepherd. But it looks like she's back in town. I so know what you mean, Luna, but what can we do about it? Responds another woman. Turning right along the beach road, I lose track of the interview. Mrs. Watson said Abby's friends were having a vigil at Watergoes Beach. The purpose of this vigil wasn't clear, and it presented a fashion challenge I'm not sure I've surmounted. Vigil sounds semi-formal, but Watergoes Beach means bikini. A semi-formal black bikini could work. Considering I've come straight from a tutorial at uni, though, my best black t-shirt and cargos will have to do. Also, bikinis are not generally my thing. As soon as I pull up at Watergoes, it's clear I have the dress code wrong. Standing in a circle of frangipanis on the beach is a cluster of the type of people who thrive in Byron Bay. Tanned, fit, and beautiful, they're all wearing outfits that make the most of their assets. Backless tops, topless backs, rings in their ears and rings on their toes. And that's just the guys. As I get out of the car, I see a poster fixed to a signpost. Have you seen Abby? Disappeared while night surfing at the pass. Abby never used to be into night surfing, but no doubt she's trying new things now she lives in Byron. Abby's face is beneath the words, her hair blowing across her cheeks. I swallow as I stare at her picture. She'll turn up soon. It's all a misunderstanding. Swapping my driving glasses for sunnies, I trip across the sand like the bad fairy at Sleeping Beauty's christening. Sand grates inside my sandals as I make a beeline for the only person I know, Mrs. Watson. She looks as out of place as I do, with her grey hair and leather handbag. A bead of sweat runs down her cheek and lodges in the neckline of her sensible summer frock. Relief passes over her face as she sees me. She takes my hand and squeezes it, her brown eyes swimming. Mrs. Watson is a single mum, and Abby is her only child, so that makes this extra tough. A guy with red hair in a ponytail and a freckled nose moves to the front of the crowd. We're here to call on the community's support to find our dear friend Abby. His green eyes sweep the gathering and come to rest on me. He's good looking in an intense, prophet-like way. Lowering my eyes, I watch the waves wash away an elaborate sandcastle. Abby is pressed into its side in shells.